N4ZLK, KO4HK.
4HKX, N4ZLK. Good evening, Patrick.
Hope you're having a good start to your evening.
Far so good. It's not raining where I am. I heard you mention earlier you were caught in the rain.
This is the end of the day. I didn't get wet till I was switching vehicles and putting the gate up.
Better than getting wet all day, first thing in the morning, and then staying wet all day.
No, so you don't have to guess. Yes, it's much better.
I've experienced both, especially in a package car.
It's the job you and I do, that's just part of it.
How's my signal? I turned my mic gain up a little bit. Somebody was telling me the other night they couldn't hear me very well, and I hope I'm not overdriving it now.
So, but I'm mobile, and it's a little scratchy on my end, so I am not a good indication of that.
I understand. I do the same thing. Somebody asks for a signal, and I'm driving around. I'm not the best person. Well, the guy that runs my route on Wednesday nights, he texted me last night and said, your air condition broke, the compressor burned up. But fortunately, they fixed it today. So I've got a brand new compressor, and it's chilly in here. It's very nice.
Yeah, a long night, long steamy night. And hard to see where you're going, and yeah, that would not be good.
I'm going to use a spare tractor that we have, if that were the case. But Pete said it runs good, but it just rattles, and you probably know what brand name it is. It's fairly new, and it rattles really bad.
Do that. I can only imagine how bad it rattles.
And a pay raise coming into work and realizing they fixed your tractor, so I wasn't looking forward to tonight.
Either if they told me the AC was out, it's doing what it's doing now, That's going to be a long, miserable ride to Atlanta and back.
Good day. Hope everything went well.
I had a productive day.
I had a pretty good day, too. I stayed up a little bit late, worked some CW last night. One of my contacts, we talked for a little while. He was a 25-year-old young man out in Colorado. Actually works for HRO out there now. But we talked for a good little bit. That was fun. And see, then I woke up early after going to bed late. So I went back to bed. Got up and cut the grass this afternoon. So, and saw a copperhead right next to my house. It's the first one I've seen right at the house. I've killed a couple away from the house, up the driveway and stuff. But this one crawled underneath the concrete where the air handler is sitting on. So I got to figure that out. I got to try to flush him out of there.
Mothballs out. He'll leave on his own.
Up with the copperheads.
Bad now.
Someday when we're on the phone or something, I'll tell you a story. And then you can decide. And I'll just leave it there.
Okay. But I was at Tractor Supply over the weekend. They've got some other stuff in there to repel snakes and that kind of thing. So you might want to look into that.
Black snakes around. I'm hoping one of them will find them before I do. But anyway, like I said, I've been there 6 years now. That's the first one I've seen right up against the house.
Mind seeing them. I just don't like to be surprised by them.
The lawnmower was between he and, or she and I, whichever it is. And the only reason I saw him because he started moving. He was laying in a pile of leaves, just a few leaves right up against the edge of the house. And as I pushed up against it, I saw him moving away. I probably would never have noticed him.
At least you did see him and did not feel the effects of it.
Not to, that's for sure. Oh my goodness, how much further do you have to go home?
I'll be home in 5 minutes, so if you need to go ahead. I just wanted to see how you're doing this evening.
I got a couple more minutes. On another note, I ordered a seatbelt receiver for my driver's side in my personal truck. Every once in a while, the seatbelt will just come unclicked, and I figure I better replace it because I don't know how well it's going to hold. So I placed an order, got one. It's an original Ford part. I ordered the tan color to match my interior, and they sent me that gray. So I don't want to put it in because it's not going to be that visible, but I'll know it's there, and it just won't look right.
Gray, I'll take it, and you can reorder another one.
That I put in a call to them, and they said they would contact me within 24 hours or so about getting a replacement. But I can, if you want it, we can work that out.
Great. So it'll fit mine just fine. That way I have a spare, because they are notorious to wear out.
What seats do you have?
Get seats. With the center console. With the small center console, not the flip-up, which is probably what you have.
Right. But, and you know what? The Excursion I had before, it had two bucket seats, and it didn't have a seat in the middle. It had that console you could lift up, and it had a CD player in the middle of it. And I think those bucket seats were actually bigger, wider than the ones I have now.
They might be. I'm not a huge fan of the seating that's in these anyway, because if you ever sit in your truck and sit square in the seat, you'll notice you don't sit square in the steering wheel.
Hadn't really noticed that, but now you've probably pointed it out to me. Now I won't be able to drive it anymore. We used to have some package cars that were like that, and it was ridiculous how offset the steering wheel was. But I just noticed that the reason I say I think the seats are narrower is because they're not very comfortable. I feel like I'm sitting on the edges of both of them where it rises up. And the seats we had in the Excursion were a lot more comfortable than these.
That they may be a little bit wider because they're the bucket seats, but instead of the 40-20-40 seat that's in your truck, they call it. I had to measure them out one day. I never really paid any attention to it.
I think it's 40-20-40. But yeah, if you want it, I'll just order another one. Hopefully I'll get the correct one. But that's why I asked you. I'm assuming that the receptacles are all the same, even though the seats might be different, but it sounds like we've got the same seating.
For 8 gigs. Yeah, I think they're all the same. I don't remember any different part numbers there, but it's been a day or two. But Shane, I am pulling in the driveway, so I'll let you go, and that way you can focus on what you need to do too. And it looks like the rain has washed my driveway out, so I may have to get in the steering the tractor this weekend to get wet.
Thanks for the call. Nice to hear you this evening. Say hello to Miss Elise. Hope you have a good evening. KO4HKX, N4ZLK.
Appreciate it. Stay safe out there tonight. KO4HKX, clear.
QHV. Which truck is that you guys said that doesn't sit square to the steering wheel?
For QHV, I believe. I think this is Nick, N4ZLK. He's got I don't know if he's talking about his F-250 or an Excursion. They're both similar models, early 2000s model. I've got a 2002 F-250.
I didn't even think they would ever do a truck like that.
Hadn't even noticed. Now I'm going to look when I get back in the morning. It's probably going to ruin my ride home.
Experience with that vehicle.
Later, and if I figure this out, I may just have to sell it. It's been a good truck.
Patrick, what's he doing to us?
The seatbelt receptacle for the driver's side, and they sent me the wrong color. And he said he would take it if I could just order another one, try to get the color that I needed.
Is this Shane?
that, and I believe you're Nick, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's correct.
I hear you. I'm pulling off here at my exit, and I need to get off so I can get into where I'm going here. But nice to hear you this evening. KQ4QHV and 4ZLK.
For a minute, we're about to head out and grab some dinner at a pizza buffet here, so hope to talk to you again in the future. KQ4QHV, clear.